Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with some interesting stories from the WVIA newsroom and beyond. Today, two major railroad companies want to merge, and one part of Western Pennsylvania is watching the deal with high hopes. And I've got a fresh set of reading recommendations for you in the latest bookmarks. It's Tuesday, August 5th. Let's get into it. We're starting off in Scranton today. Kids and seniors met for the first time on Monday to celebrate United Neighborhood Centers of Northeastern Pennsylvania's first Pen Pal Day. WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports from the Westside Community Center.
About 40 kids in daycare met their senior pen pals in person over pizza and bingo on Monday. The program started about a year ago. Joanne Kuczynski says she loves to get letters from her pen pal, 9-year-old Natalia Nash. She says each letter Natalia sends has "You are a star" written on the front.
I am a star. I open the letter and guess what's in them? She has little hearts cut out. I have them all over my dining room table. You are a star out of the little hearts that she made.
Natalia says she likes writing to Kuczynski because she's nice.
And she gives me $2 bills. But I don't have like that stuff at daycare, so I make like little stuff.
Monday's Pen Pal Day marks the first year of the Kids and Seniors Letter Program. Staff say the program was a success and they plan to continue it going forward. In Scranton, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. You can find that story at WVIA.org. Now, as promised, we're headed to Western Pennsylvania. Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific are looking to merge, which would create the first transcontinental railroad in the U.S. The deal still needs to be approved by regulators, but many in Altoona are closely watching. As Sydney Roach reports for WVIA, the city was once a major hub for the railroad industry.
A Norfolk Southern train passes through the world-famous Horseshoe Curve. The curve was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1966. It's still used today to transport goods and Amtrak passengers. Kevin Stiver is an author and historian of the Horseshoe Curve.
This area has had several railroad companies over its history, and each one has had job loss with transition.
At its height in the early 1900s, he says there were up to 18,000 workers at the Juniata Locomotive Shop in Altoona. It was the biggest repair shop of its kind in the world. Today, there are only about 400 employees. Stiver worries another railroad company consolidation could mean further layoffs at the locomotive repair shop, or fewer rails at the Horseshoe Curve. Conrail, the operator before Norfolk Southern, removed one of the tracks in 1981, citing decreased rail travel. Some people, however, are optimistic about the potential merger between Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific.
The hope would be that they would maintain the Altoona shops and perhaps grow them, because we would obviously be the closest shop to the northeast United States and New England.
Michael Farrow is a board member of the Blair County Historical Society. Besides the convenient location, he says Altoona is also a great place for rail companies to grow new talent. He points to Penn State Altoona, which recently announced the first and only Bachelor of Science degree in rail transportation engineering. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern say they hope to merge by early 2027. In Altoona, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney. More up to date after this break.
Hello, I'm Carla McCabe, President and CEO of WVIA. I want to sincerely thank everyone who took action during our urgent Stand with WVIA TV and radio campaigns. In response to the rescission of federal funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, nearly 600 of you stepped up to help. Thanks to your generosity, we raised more than $125,000 in just 5 days to support the trusted news, educational programs, and local storytelling that WVIA provides every day. We are so grateful, but this fight isn't over. The loss of federal funding means a loss of $1.2 million to WVIA, and we still need your help to keep public media strong and independent here in northeastern and central Pennsylvania. If you haven't made a gift yet, please consider joining us today. Visit WVIA.org or call 1-800-326-9842. Thank you for believing in public media and thank you for standing with WVIA.
Welcome back. All right, it's time to add a few more books to the to-be-read pile. For this edition of Bookmarks, let's talk about memoirs. Reading any genre can introduce us to new perspectives or ways of thinking, but memoirs in particular help us meet real people and learn from their life stories. You may find some life lessons in this week's memoir recommendations.
Hey, book fam, it's your girl Jess Ross, aka the Bathtub Bookworm, bringing you another book recommendation for Bookmarks. Thank you guys so much for having me back, and this week's theme is memoirs. While I am personally not a huge fan of memoirs, I am a huge fan of Jeopardy, and I've been in love with Alex Trebek ever since I was old enough to watch Jeopardy with my parents. So when his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life, came out prior to his passing away a few years ago, I absolutely wanted to make sure that I read it. I ended up listening to it on audio, which is actually really cool because most of the chapters are narrated by Ken Jennings, who is Alex Trebek's close friend and the current Jeopardy host. And then some of the chapters are narrated by Alex himself. In the final chapter, which is narrated by Alex, he will leave you absolutely crying in the club, remembering what an impact he had on all of us as someone who always had the answers, or should I say questions, to some of life's most interesting answers. If you end up listening or reading to The Answer Is, Reflection on My Life by Alex Trebek, definitely hit me up on Instagram at bathtubbookworm in my DMs and let me know if you enjoyed it. And thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Tara Conrad, and I write dark emotional romance with morally gray heroes and strong heroines. One memoir I've read multiple times is On Writing by Stephen King. It's part craft guide, part personal journey. I love how honest and practical it is. His words resonate with me, not just because he's a master of craft, but because he doesn't shy away from the darker side of life. Every time I read it, I find something new that reminds me why I fell in love with storytelling in the first place.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, owner of Lost and Found Bookshop on Biden Street. I'm recommending The Third Gilmore Girl by Kelly Bishop, a beautifully written memoir that will make you feel like an old friend meeting up for a strong cup of coffee as Kelly tells you stories from her long career as a dancer, an actor and performer, and an activist. Yes, there are behind-the-scenes moments for Gilmore Girls and Dirty Dancing fans, but you don't need to be a fan of her work to enjoy the honest and engaging stories about life and pursuing your dreams at any stage in life.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Bookmarks. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA's healthcare reporter. I love memoirs. As a journalist, I want to know people's stories. What better way to do that than to read memoirs? And I especially love listening to memoirs as audiobooks to hear the author's story in their own voice. Earlier this year, I listened to Connie Chung's memoir, Connie. Connie tells the story of a young Chinese-American woman born to immigrant parents. She navigates racism, sexism, and culture shock throughout her life, but especially in her decades-long TV journalism career. She became one of the boys, so to speak, letting racist or sexist jokes roll off her back so she could achieve her career ambitions. As the nation's first Asian anchor, Chung brought news to Americans from networks like CBS, NBC, and CNN. She was often the only person of color, but more often the only woman in the room. But she pushed through. Connie's story is frank, inspiring, emotional, and funny. She meets challenges with grace and humor. As a young female journalist of color, Connie's story was inspiring to me. She's a great role model and trailblazer, not just for journalists of color, but for women in an industry dominated for so long by men.
Hi everyone, Sarah Cinto here with my recommendation for the week. So Tara Conrad's recommendation of On Writing actually inspired this one. It's my favorite memoir of the craft. I first read Anne Lamott's Bird by Bird in high school as part of a creative writing class. Then a couple of years later, it was one textbook I was excited to purchase when it was assigned for a college class. This book is mostly Lamott breaking down her writing process with humor, encouragement, and honesty, while discussing the life of a writer and offering her advice. The central eponymous instruction to tackle it all bird by bird will stay with you long after the first reading. This is essential reading for any writer, but there's plenty of life advice to be found for anyone in Lamott's witty prose. That's all for this edition of Bookmarks. Join us again on August 16th. I'll have recommendations from readers at Electric City LoveCon to share. Then I'll be looking for some of your favorite books from the days of school summer reading for August 29th. Want to talk about a book you loved? Email me at sarahcinto@wvia.org with bookmarks in the subject line. So, how are we feeling? Up to date and ready for the day? Find more stories like this at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever and whenever you get your favorite podcasts. And if you want even more local news, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter, too. It's delivered to your inbox every Tuesday and Friday morning. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.